Marco.
Sean, when are you going to be, where are you going to be in 34 days, 23 hours, 15 minutes, and 16, 15, 14 seconds?
Somewhere fun. One of my favorite places of all time.
Really?
It is.
Is it Disneyland? No.
It's not. Disneyland's cool. But London,
you're a geek.
London has the real castles.
Oh, right?
Not the magical
true story.
It is a true story, and lots of friends there.
Yeah,
Mickey's cool, but I like my friends better than Mickey as well.
You have real friends.
I have real friends. Yes,
mine are all imaginary.
It's all imaginary. Yeah, no,
it's definitely something exciting. I was looking at the countdown as I was on the web page for this event, which is InfoSecurity Europe.
I know.
And it is another tradition of ITSP Magazine. So who do we got on, and why is it a tradition?
We have our chats on the road to InfoSecurity Europe in London. It's being held at the Excel again this year, and I'm thrilled to have Nicole and Vicky on. We're going to get an overview of what's going on in the industry at the event, and some announcements as well, I think, coming from the event. So Nicole and Vicky, thank you. You're Vicky Nicole, I guess, looking at the screen.
Which way around?
Oh yeah, it's the other way around, but yeah, no worries. Just lovely to see you again this year. So this must be the third or fourth podcast that we've done together, I think.
I know, quite a few. Yeah. Is it, I probably have it marked down what year it is that we're our fifth year. We had a break for some funny business.
Mm-hmm.
We're back for our fifth coverage of the event, and it's exciting. I mean, it is one of my favorite places, London, and the event is amazing. So
great, we're looking forward to it. So
for those folks who watch us know you, Nicole, you've been on before. Vicky's a new face. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the conference, and welcome to ITSP Magazine. We're thrilled to have you on. Maybe a few words about your roles at the conference and why this year is such a big deal.
So I'm the event director for InfoSecurity Europe, and this will be my eighth year on the show. Obviously, we did miss a couple of years in between. So it's been a really exciting time watching the show grow, the industry just blooming throughout the years as well. And then blooming to such an extent that we moved over to Excel just a couple of years ago, which has enabled us to do some very different things there, which we'll be continuing to do this year as well. And we'll dig into that a little bit deeper shortly. But let me hand over to Vicky.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Vicky, obviously. I'm the conference manager for InfoSecurity Europe. This is my first year taking place with looking after all the stages, with the keynote stage as the main large one that we've got there.
Very cool. As Sean said, welcome. Like we own that place, and we're like, oh, welcome. No, we welcome everybody here right now listening to this, because what we're going to try to do here is to kind of transmit our excitement. And I think Sean already went there to be there covering the event, having amazing conversation on the floor before, as we're doing now with pre-chat, pre-conversation that we call chats on the road, due to the fact that it started by driving to events. But of course, we're not driving to London, we're flying there. And we are also excited to know what's going on. So, Nicole, let's start with you. What's the theme of this year's events? Why did you decide to go with this theme? And what are you envisioning for these 8 years that you are on the job?
So our theme for this year's event is the same as our theme last year, because it was so critical to how we were sort of bringing the event together. So it's Rethink the Power of InfoSecurity, or Rethink the Power of Security, actually. And we've built the show around that with everything in mind. So particularly the conference program has been built around that, bringing together all these great speakers, which Vicky can talk about, and like the real mix of our security workshops, our theatres, And of course, our exhibitors who bring so much to InfoSecurity Europe. And again, we'll be expecting about 400 of the sort of key vendors within the market coming this year, representing all of the product ranges geographically as well, you know, coming from the wider world all the way over to London to showcase their products. And as ever, they always promise to do the most amazing things on their stands and their booths, which we're really looking forward to.
Great, thank you. And when we first started, we did a research project. So we spoke to 200 CISOs, chatting about them of all the main challenges. So we really got some main themes that were coming from them to make sure that our content, our stages address those main challenges that keep them up at night. So from those kind of areas, we were finding out about budget increases, the threats driving cybersecurity spending, AI. Everyone is always talking about AI, but looking at that around regulatory challenges. And then crucially, a lot of it was around a cyber aware culture as well. So that embedding that in as well, there's a lot of obviously talk around the CISO burnout as well, and resilience and mental well-being, and by empowering a workforce and your colleagues to really, you know, understand the threats so everyone's vigilant. They were the main things that were coming out. We've also got an advisory board, so we work very closely with those people, around 21 individuals, very high level, from automotive, healthcare, finance, banking. So we spoke to them face to face just to make sure that we were really capturing what is going on. It's so fast moving. We've been through a real state of perma crisis, really, with a lot of big things that have been going on across the industry. So we really wanted to touch base with them and find out what needs to be discussed, and, you know, adding to that conversation, understanding that obviously people, yeah, have got similar challenges and things going on in their world, and where we can really bring people together to understand best practice, where they're investing, and yeah, just to make sure that it's really interesting and, you know, educational over those 3 days across all of our stages.
One of the key things I love about this event is the, I'll just say, the diversity of the approach to innovation and tackling the challenges that we face as an industry. Clearly, the world over struggles with some of the same threats, but the way we look at it differently in different regions changes how we build products, roll services out, build programs, communicate and collaborate with our peers. And a lot of that's driven by culture and different laws, US versus Europe and UK. And obviously investments in markets drive things differently as well. So it's always exciting for me to get a different perspective on how people approach this problem, how people communicate and work with each other, and to see the different solutions that are born out of Europe and global, but coming together at InfoSec London. So what's... are there any highlights? Because I know there's an innovation. Let's see here. There's a technology showcase, an innovation showcase, startup showcase. So a lot of showcases where, to me, a lot of this innovation and creative mindset comes to bear. Can you kind of touch on those three? And if there are other areas where this shines through, that'd be great to know as well.
Yeah, sure. I'll go from it. So it's something, it's really interesting, the points that you make there, because you're seeing that international collaboration happening really in an increasing way. You've got the Pall Mall agreement, you've got the Lockbit takedown, and it's something that I've been keen to put across the keynote stage as well. So we've got people from Catalonian agency coming across. So they're talking about a cyber attack that they had at one of their hospitals there. And it's a real key thing on that sharing and understanding, because it's not just a UK issue, it's not just a Europe issue. It's that real international approach, and that's how, you know, ransomware groups are operating. So it's that, you know, shared experience that's going to really, you know, help our fight against, you know, that really challenging threat landscape. So yeah, and I'll pass over around the innovation side, Nicole.
Yeah, so the ones that you mentioned, these areas we've sort of focused on to help our visitors navigate the show. So we have the Discovery Zone. So the Discovery Zone is probably around 80 to 90 companies. And these are exhibitors who haven't been at InfoSecurity Europe before. So they're all new to us. They're new. They're not necessarily new to the industry for sure, but it's to help the visitors navigate and see who's new to the show. Because actually, when we've been speaking to our customers, one of the key things has been about, actually, I want to find out what's new and innovative, what new products and solutions are coming into the market as well. Then outside the discovery zone, we've got the startup zone. So these are companies who are very fresh in the market, typically under 3 years old. So, and again, they're geographically represented, so beyond the borders of the UK. They have their own theatre. So they have, you know, they're doing sort of short, quick fire talks on that theatre as well. So they will give everyone an indication of the sort of new and upcoming companies coming into the market, driving all the solutions. And then again, we've been running this for a number of years, actually, with one of the government bodies. So with the Department of Science, Innovation and Technology, is the most innovative cyber SME company. So we're running that again for 2024. Those companies are situated in the innovation zone. And, you know, it's a competition that's being run with the DSIT, and it's about to come to close, actually. So we will be announcing these sort of finalists quite shortly in the next few days or next week, actually, the finalists for those competitions. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for them to come and meet all the audience of InfoSecurity. They get, and again, there's another stage in there, and each of those companies will be delivering two individual speaking slots across the first 2 days of the show, actually. So yeah, we're trying to really highlight, obviously we've got a lot of great friends within the InfoSecurity industry, lots of familiar faces, which are wonderful, but we've also got these zones where we're highlighting particularly new companies coming into the industry or into the show.
That's really cool. I always try to guess what is the buzzword of every conference. But I got my money on the winner this year because I know it's going to be AI. So that's way too easy. And talking about that, I'd like to, I know that one of the keynote, on the keynote stage, the start is actually going to be talking about deepfake, is an expert in generative AI, mm-hmm. Henry Ager. And with that, maybe Vicky, you want to tell us a couple of exciting talk that you know they're
on your stages. Yeah, I'd love to. So each one of the 3 days, we kick off with a really great keynote speaker. So as you touched on there, the first one on day one is Henry Ader. So he's a deep fake and AI generated expert. So he'll be really interesting and be covering, I mean, you hear a lot about it with obviously on the state side around, you know, you see these humorous clips of like politicians that have all obviously been deep fakes. So it's something that you have to be aware of. And he then joins a fireside chat afterwards. So wading through AI overload, because as we touched on before, AI is everywhere. But I think people really want to get, you know, to grips with it in terms of what they should be implementing and what the real risks are. We also touch on that on day two when we talk about unlocking its value in a safe and secure way. And then on day two, really excited to have the high performance podcasters who are joining us. So that is Jake Humphrey and Damian Hughes. They do an incredibly popular podcast where they've spoken to some massive celebrities. They were actually in the States last week talking to Arnold Schwarzenegger, but they have spoken to the people at the top of all different industries. And they've really got that insight into what success looks like for them and how they achieved it. It's very honest. It's very raw. They've spoken to some really interesting people. So they're going to be looking at those tech examples for us. Also touching on crisis management as well. So our audience are going to, I'd say with a bit of a generalization, but they've all kind of dealt with a cyber attack or have to be aware of that. It's a very adrenaline filled scenario and it's, you know, very challenging. So I'll be discussing, you know, the tips around that side of things. And then on day three, we've got Claire Williams as well. So she is obviously from F1, incredibly successful businesswoman. And that will be an interview with our editor from InfoSecurity Magazine as well. So really, really looking forward to all three of those. I think that's definitely something to highlight as well. Over the days of the actual keynote stage itself, we've got some great names that are joining joining us that will be obviously sharing their insights. So we've got National Cybersecurity Centre, Cyber Griffin from City of London Police, really touching on the ransomware side of things, just on, you know, reporting. There's some stuff that, you know, perhaps people aren't aware of regarding that and how much gets reported and what to do in those situations. Again, we're the Government Department for Science, Innovation and Technology. So that's on the AI regulation side of things, because the industry is, you know, really kind of crying out for some guidance on what to do. News Corp as well. So John Davis is a great speaker from ex-Microsoft. Motorola, Trustpilot, UCL, Dentons, Aston Martin, some really big, big names, and some great CISOs. So that's one thing you really notice about the community, is they're so willing to share, because they're like, we've just gone through this. This was really bad. Like, we really want to share with you, or what we're doing, or where we're spending our money, or, you know, that's a real sense of collaboration, which is really lovely to see. And as we've touched on, this will be our 29th year going into our 30th. It's incredibly well established, so I don't have to explain the event to anyone. Everyone knows who we are and what we're trying to do. So it's really great to see.
That's a great representation of different industries coming to speak on the keynote stage, I think. You know, it's great to have that mix, I think, of, you know, AI experts and then, you know, CISOs coming on from car manufacturers, lawyers, you know, utility companies. I think that gives a really good balance to the topics and talks that they'll be discussing.
Yeah, for sure. And then we also have got multiple stages, but another one is the strategy talks one, which is great because our advisory board select those, so we know that they're going to be really high caliber. So there's some really interesting talks around those as well over the 3 days as well. So that's another stage that I'll be really looking forward to seeing, and is always very popular.
There are a couple workshop type security workshop and what's the other one, the talking tactics. Maybe that's not quite a workshop, but certainly more what I like to call operational, where you can kind of see how this stuff fits into what you're doing on a daily basis. Can you describe those programs for us?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, so we lead with obviously a case study example. So as you share, it's really sharing insights there as well. The security workshops are great because they're 90 minutes and then much smaller. They're up on the South Gallery, so you've got beautiful views of the Thames, and so you can really obviously enjoy that kind of smaller, intimate, more networking style in a round tables. And so yeah, that's much more obviously intimate. So yeah, there's a whole variety of different stages across the show floor, all inviting obviously clients and everyone to listen and to watch.
The security workshops, I think there's like 12 a day, so there's a really good mix that you can sort of dig into, but fully representing across most product areas, I think. And I think, you know, from prior experience, they are absolutely packed. So I think people are really looking to have that hands-on information coming at them, but also to be in an environment where they feel free to share. You know, in the theatre, it's not always that easy to ask the questions at the end, but in the workshops, they've got the ability to be asking all the vendors those difficult questions that they might have and the challenges, and help them with that. So it's a really interactive area.
And loads of CISOs. I mean, I was looking through, obviously, we analyze, dissect the program in great detail. Lots of CISOs. We're going to be chatting with a few of them. Kevin Fielder, I think, is joining us. And to your point earlier about the AI overload and the fireside chat, we're going to actually have Topan, who's leading that.
Oh, amazing. Yeah,
from Forrester. And I'm interested to hear what his take on it, on AI is from an analyst perspective, and how CISOs can really get a handle on this.
Yeah, definitely. And that was something that we really wanted to grasp across the, you know, just very mindful that these people are very educated, they've been in the industry for decades. So I need to add value and teach them something new. So that's where something like Forrester with that analyst there, Topo, will be great. So he'll be able to share tactically what people are doing and what you should be doing. Because that was something that came out of our advisory board meeting, was like, what are you doing? Are you doing the right thing? Please, can someone help us? And so that was, embedded within all of the conference program on the keynote. Is always, I've lent towards really tactical, case study led instead of theory. So it's like really tangible, so people can take away real insights and either learn from them or implement them and just have that deeper understanding.
Yeah, I mean, I as you were talking, I've been scrolling with my right little hand and I'm like, this is like scroll looking at the end of Star Wars or like a major movie where you have it never ends, right? And that's beautiful because as you're describing, it's not just about going through the expo like it may have been years ago where it was more like vendor-based. You're really doing education. You're bringing the business. And I think that the fact that you have grown from the Olympia to the Excel, this show that cybersecurity embrace everything, which makes me very, very understanding of the choice of keeping the same thing, which is rethinking security and the way that we interact with it at a consumer level, at a business level, healthcare and all of that. Anything that you would like to, I don't know, reveal and really like, you know, hook people to say, time to get that ticket to London.
Yeah, of course. One thing I'd love to highlight to you as well is on the Wednesday afternoon, we've got a dedicated afternoon to women in cyber. So this was taking place last year. It was absolutely full to the brim with people. And now it's come on to the keynote stage, which is a much larger capacity where we have Stephanie Hare. And it's something as individuals, as an organization, we're really passionate about, is really increasing that diversity and inclusion. So there's an afternoon dedicated to that, which is incredibly popular. Very, very popular. I'm really looking forward to that as well. And it's something as well across the agenda too. It's just having that variety of different perspectives and different voices. So that's something that's new for this year. We've also got a new stage as well called Tomorrow's Topic. So on the first day, that's a day dedicated to channel, which again, it won't come as any great surprise that AI is featuring quite heavily across that again. But that's something new as well that's great. Then obviously our keynote speakers are all, we really refresh it. Obviously I need to have new perspectives and new voices there too. So that's a really high level of new interactions there too.
Very cool. Very cool.
We had a good chat with Stephanie here about the program. And it's gonna be an exciting session.
No question. Definitely. And one thing we've really pushed for is this allyship as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just obviously for one area of people. It's for everyone. Everyone needs to listen because we all have to be in it if we want it to change.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, three days of goodness. June 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Excel in London, of course. And don't miss a minute of it, literally. I mean, it's you go and you meet people and you have conversations and you connect and you collaborate and you learn and you share and hopefully you take something back to whatever your role is in cyber, from analyst to leader, and make some good things happen. So I'm thrilled to be there and thrilled to be part of it, and look forward to seeing you both there as well as everybody else.
Well, as I said at the beginning, this has become a tradition. We love to go to London. We love to come to the event. Last year we were blessed with amazing weather, something I've never seen in London before, like sunny day after sunny day. Sean and I did a lot of improv session in front of the big band. We did it in the park. We did it right outside the Excel with the themes in the background. So we're excited. So I think you can tell, and I think that our audience, either they can make it there because it's really an experience that you don't want to miss. But if you can't, because it's not maybe next door to where you live, just follow us and we'll bring you there. We'll do our best, of course.
And bring the weather too. If you bought the weather last year, bring the weather.
Try to pack it and put the old sun in it.
I put it in a bottle.
Oh man, that would be fantastic. But no matter what, it's going to be a great experience.
So. Yeah.